Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind your business, only on Money FM 89.3.
Mind your business on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by Xero. Xero, it's beautiful business.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, Xero, the global small business platform, recently released a study investigating how SMEs in key markets around the world have responded to COVID-19, revealing the challenges and resulting actions taken to reinvent themselves and thrive. The commission study conducted by Forrester Consulting on behalf of Xero, the next chapter for small business, how to thrive in a changed world, surveyed over 1,000 SME owners and 1,000 SME customers across Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, the UK, the US, and Canada to provide insight on how businesses have survived and succeeded in the current environment. Today, we speak to Kevin Fitzgerald, Managing Director for Asia at Xero, who'll talk us through the current challenges SMEs face today and insights gleaned from the study. Thanks for joining us today, Kevin.
Thanks, Howie. Great to be here.
So let's talk about the different challenges, say, pre-COVID and now the SMEs face at the various pandemic stages as well. What was it like before, let's say, the beginning of the year?
Yeah, actually, when I think about our business and I speak to SMEs, at the start of COVID, we had such a high level of uncertainty. We didn't know what was going to happen next. We were very much focused in the present. And in some ways, our mindset was confined to the present. Whereas I think now we've been in COVID long enough to realize how the mechanics of the market are working, how consumers are behaving, what's changed. And we've had 6 to 8 months of understanding this on a deeper level. So I actually think the challenges are still very much the same, but our outlook and perspective has changed a little bit. We probably feel a little bit more in control of the situation, and maybe there's less unexpectedness coming around the corner.
That's strange, though, because some parts of the world, and because Singapore is so small, obviously, and depends so much on the global economy, other countries are facing their second wave. So the uncertainty, if you will, continues. How then can SMEs face those challenges?
Yes, and it's very true. Sadly, a lot of countries globally are in second and third waves, and a lot more are continuing to be stuck, I think, in the spin cycle of COVID and in and out and lockdowns and a lot of change is happening in their daily lives. And I think for SMEs in Singapore, this is where it's really gaining perspective is super important, because yes, the global economy is something that we all have to think about, consider, take stock of. But our customers are generally in Singapore, especially for SMEs that trade day to day with customers that pass by at F&B or retail. And that, look, that doesn't cover every SME, but the majority would have consumers actually in their home market. And something that we're observing is, even though there's been a big push to globalize and trade overseas, which is brilliant, COVID has probably meant the reverse of that. And in turn, that means that there's a bigger focus on looking after your current customers, identifying who your current customers are and where they're based. And that can only be identified through really good data sources.
So let's talk about those challenges that SMEs are facing now. If we take, for example, that mom and pop F&B outlet, if you will, things are kind of looking up. You mentioned you headed out for a wee bit and you saw people out too. So things are looking slightly up, but the challenges, I'm sure, still remain. There is a cash flow issue. There is a manpower crunch. There is, how do I sustain my business with limited business, if you will?
Correct. It's definitely the challenges are still there. And for mom and pop F&B stores, I think, thankfully, people are venturing out and staying safe. And there's definitely a bit more, I think, vibrancy in Singapore around people going out and spending locally, which is really important to support small business. And we recently ran a Forrester study, and they interviewed quite a lot of SMEs in Singapore. And we actually saw that the majority, like over 94% of consumers in Singapore, wanted to spend at an SME that showed empathy and understanding for the situation. So had a really good setup, was very safe, was looking after their consumers. And that's probably an opportunity in itself. You know, like maybe the SME hadn't thought of it that way, that actually showcasing the care and attention and safety and empathy for the consumers would bring them actually more consumers.
So if I may, instead of saying I sell the best pizza here, I sell the safest pizza here, so to speak.
I don't know if that will get through many marketing teams, but you're on the right track. Like, and I think it's shown the human side of SMEs, which, you know, we've spoken about before. Like, they are family businesses, and they want to protect the family. And in some ways, their customers are an extension of their family as well. And they've known them for years. They see them every week, maybe even every day. Because they come to eat and drink. And that's a key part of the relationship is keeping that really strong.
So the ones who have survived, unfortunately some haven't, do you feel are the ones who have shown themselves to be empathetic, right?
Yeah, I feel so. Like, I think you've got to be able to understand your customer. And if you can understand your customer on many different levels, that's not just practical data, you know, opportunity driven, and more about, well, what do they really need? How can I take care of them? How can I look after my customer? How can I improve the relationship? I think that's all the empathy and that angle and that side that you can actually bring to the relationship.
So moving along the timeline at this stage, like you said, 6-8 months in, the challenges are still the same, you'd reckon. The same strategies apply to combat those challenges?
I think they're changing a little bit. Like, I think what we've identified from speaking with SMEs is that the first few months and the first phase of COVID was very much chaotic. You know, there was a lot of chaos happening. People didn't know what was next. People are very apprehensive about spending for the future and investing in their business. They get stuck in that week, that month, and they're not thinking ahead. But what we've seen successful SMEs do is now start to really invest and think about new ranges of product and services. How do they engage their customers differently? How can they digitize their operations? How can they help their staff understand what the future will look like and take them on that journey as well? And what data do they need to help them make better decisions? Because I know, even from running our business, when there's times of chaos, I will generally go to the data as a way to help me see through some of the clouded factors.
We're speaking with Kevin Fitzgerald, Managing Director for Asia at Xero.
Xero, online accounting software built for small businesses and their advisors. Try Xero free for 30 days at xero.com.
We're speaking with Kevin Fitzgerald, Managing Director for Asia at Xero. Kevin, let's talk about that survey that Forrester Consulting did with you guys. You mentioned over 94% of consumers wanted SMEs to show empathy. 92% of companies also leveraged government support because it was just that bad, wasn't it, you reckon?
Yes, and I do think it was bad. I think a lot of what SMEs experienced was a complete trade pause. So in some ways, the way we had circuit breaker and we couldn't physically see each other, there was actually a complete break in trade as well. And what happens then, Howie, is there's a knock-on effect to cash flow, which can be felt for even 60, 90, 120 days. And the government here have done a great job with providing liquidity to SMEs to help them through those challenging times. But for me, I would also err on the side of caution, because I don't think that can go on forever. And I've read some articles that talk about different government support in different countries around the world and how it cannot continue. And I would advise any SMEs to think about, well, what situation would our business be in if government funding stopped, say, the end of this month or next month or the month after? How do I forecast for that? Can I afford to run the business the way it is right now? And is this the opportune moment to actually invest? And we've seen government support come in what I would say many ways, but the two main ways is obviously helping to fund the cost of staff and ensure that there's no retrenchments and make sure that we can look after our people. But also in the other ways, there's very big funding available to go digital. And that's it. That's clearly a big initiative by the Singapore government that, you know, we are right behind, and we're seeing a big jump in people adopting all kind of technology tools at the moment. But the government support that's there pretty much covers between 90 and 98% of the cost, which is just for me, that's a great opportunity.
The survey talked to over 1,000 SME owners and 1,000 SME customers across the region. What do you think was different between, say, Singapore and other territories as they dealt with COVID-19?
I think what we've seen here is a lot more support for SMEs from the customers. And the customers here are way more digitally savvy than a lot of other regions. So we saw up to 61% like to purchase online, engage with SMEs through virtual communities. And what that means is something we know and we see in our daily lives. Like, we have incredibly powerful supercomputers that we used to call phones, now carried in our pockets.
Yeah.
And we can engage online, and we can actually assimilate, we can find out information incredibly quickly before you make a buying decision. And Singapore customers are really, you know, they are leading the charge in this. Like, they're really digitally savvy. It's not the same in other regions. So we're seeing a big increase in terms of digital adoption then, because the SMEs, I guess, are feeling maybe a bit of pressure to keep the pace with the consumers.
How are they doing this, though? How can they do this? And if they hadn't by this stage, is it, you know, lights out?
I don't think it's lights out. Like, I think SMEs have huge levels of resilience. They, you know, they've built the business on the foundations of an idea or a passion or to support the family. So they're not quitters. I think one of the things that we've identified is that we've been watching the business startup and business failure rates on the ACRA website. And in the last 2 months, so in Singapore, we've seen the number of new businesses started in Singapore be at the highest levels that they've been in 18 months.
Whoa.
But the number of failures is actually starting to level out and return to normal levels. So I actually think that there's businesses are saying, okay, there's opportunity in the market at the moment. Consumers still want to digest services and products. So we have to actually meet that demand. And you asked, how do they do it? I obviously think telling customers what you can do is a key part of marketing. But how do you market, and how do you make sure that when those 61% of consumers in Singapore are searching online, how do they find you? You know, how do they know you exist? It's a big, big digital world of advertising out there at the moment, but you do have to have a digital presence. And you have to be able to serve digitally as well. So it's more about, how do we engage our consumers? How do we engage the consumers who are also spending at the moment?
So it's a case of get the info, the right kind of info, do something about the info, and how do you get your info out there so that people know about you?
Yeah, and look, I don't think that's a new concept, okay? Yeah. It's just something that people and SMEs don't do enough of. They get busy and they get stuck in administration and operations, and they've less time to think about actually working on the business rather than in the business. And if you could carve out 10% of your week or 10% in a month to work on the business, I think SMEs would see a big change in their consumer attraction rates, profiles, and hopefully the revenue.
That's where you come in, Kevin. Next time we speak, you're going to help us out with that.
I hope so.
Kevin Fitzgerald, Managing Director for Asia at Xero. Thanks for joining us today, Kevin.
Thank you, Howie.
This has been Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 was brought to you by Xero. Try Xero free for 30 days at xero.com.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.